Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. First, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is the 15th of May, 2024. Let's start by setting you up for the week. Other than some of the possible storms in some areas this evening, it looks like we should have decent, dry, partly cloudy, nice weather all the way through the weekend. A tip that could set you up to look like a hero on Friday: have a surprise celebration of National Pizza Party Day. Appropriately enough for this podcast, Sunday is Celebrate Your Elected Officials Day. I say we celebrate early, and let's jump into some news together. First off, Monday, the Senate put forth an agenda of 35-plus bills for potential veto override considerations, which was a little smoke and mirrors because come Tuesday morning when they came into session, a total of 7 were moved to be considered. Spoiler alert, all 7 were taken up, and the Senate had the 2/3 majority of votes to override the governor's veto, which means that the Assembly can meet and muster up the same 2/3 majority vote. And if they do, the text of the full and partial vetoes will be brought back and solidified into law. The Democrats also attempted a motion to consider some bills, but weren't successful, partially outmaneuvered by Republicans using legislative procedure, and partially because they were just flat ignored. In other news, I made some rounds and talked to people after the floor session, and actually, to be fair, none of this next stuff is news. It's all hearsay and speculation. One representative and I were spitballing all sorts of ideas and scenarios. Now, it's common knowledge that the Assembly Republicans are 2 seats short of a supermajority. So, if everyone votes along party lines, they can't override the vetoes. And while you can coordinate schedules to make sure none of your votes are on vacation, some folks have announced that they're not running for re-election on both sides of the aisle. Are those folks willing to show up even if they're running for new offices or have senioritis? Fair question. How about the Republicans that are butted heads with leadership and are not just automatically going to play ball? On top of that, it's been so long since the Republicans had to rely on flipping a Democrat vote to get something squeaked over the line and get it passed. They would be tough. It's been my way or the highway for so long. Democrats aren't inclined to help give Republicans what they want. To me, it looks like an uphill battle, even if they're considering doing anything at all. Besides, I don't know whether Voss was in on any of the decisions for which bills were being considered. Maybe he was. He was given maybe some input and choices to get his buy-in. Not sure, but they haven't been on the same page a fair number of times. And based on what I've heard, this doesn't have the vibes of being an orchestrated effort. We shall see. In other news, some analysis of the Wisconsin Supreme Court came out recently that their caseload has fallen way off the pace. Last term, the fall of 2022 through summer of 2023, they issued 45 decisions. The term prior to that, they issued 52 decisions. One expert thinks that they will end up deciding on 16 cases this term. The reason may be that the cases they're hearing are very high profile, and so they're writing opinions, and the opinions have gotten substantially longer over time, and everybody wants their input. One court expert by the name of Alan Ball said that while they're making significant decisions, it's hard to think that those decisions are so drastically different from anything they've done in the past that would explain why there's this massive drop-off in caseload. In other news, a report from a nonprofit group called the RAND Corporation came out with a report on hospital costs nationwide. Wisconsin emerged with the ranking of fifth highest hospital costs in the nation and highest in the Midwest. Wisconsin costs are 318% higher than the Medicare reimbursement rate. Next up is Indiana at 297% and Illinois at 249%, and the percentages continue to decline from there. Naturally, the Wisconsin Hospitals Association and the American Hospitals Association came out criticizing the report, said the report is overreaching and jumping to unfounded conclusions. What the report did find was that hospital service accounted for 42% of the total personal health care spending for privately insured individuals. They also found that over the past decade, total premiums for employer-sponsored insurance plans have increased by approximately 50%. Essentially, that's the amount of jump that needed to happen to be able to keep up with increasing costs. Translation, insurance has jumped over the past decade, and a decent chunk goes to hospitals. Another detail here is that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce had a press release also highlighting the report. They definitely lean right, and according to a media bias website, the RAND Corporation tends to lean left. Either way, hospitals are charging noticeably more for services, and in some areas, in spite of that, they're closing hospitals, presumably because even at those dollar amounts, they aren't profitable. They weren't driven out by an overly competitive, saturated marketplace with too many hospitals in an area. So, it sounds like a broken business model, and it sounds like the hospitals don't want you looking in their direction, regardless of whether it's from the right or the left. And finally, I love reasonable questions, and this reasonable question comes from Keith, our business member representative, a constant advocate for his members, an inquisitive guy, and always paying attention. The other day, he forwarded me an article about the National Railroad Museum breaking ground this month for a $17 million expansion in the Fox Valley. The museum's attendance and its collection has been growing every year for consecutive years, and it will help accommodate that growth. All good things. His question is about the $7 million of that 17 that were chipped in by the state. They were funds from the American Rescue Plan Act. When I Googled what ARPA funds are used for, the answer was that the funds include, quote, addressing ongoing public health responses costs, the addressing the negative economic impacts of COVID-19, and supporting city operations and government services. Interesting. I won't even ask the question about whether expanding a railroad museum is COVID-related, but maybe let's consider this. When thinking about prioritizing government spending as a need to have, a want to have, or a nice to have, where would you put this? I can't fault the museum for taking the money that Governor Evers gave them, because he had sole control of that money. I just wonder how much bigger his next budget proposal is going to be, and whether or not it really had to be that way. On that note of government spending, I will leave you with a quote from John Adams, who said, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every beautiful corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.